This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. The deadline for getting health insurance through a government-run exchange is this Sunday. The Secretary of Health and Human Services is hitting the road today to get the word out. The government says this year it won't be so generous with extensions, and the fines for not having coverage are growing. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Skipping out on insurance this year could cost you double what it cost last year, as fines climbed to $695 per adult, or 2.5% of household income, whichever is greater. But even with that bigger stick, Brian Blaze with the Mercatus Center at George Mason says he expects plenty of people to sit this year out.
It largely comes down to price and that the insurance is just expensive for people.
Roughly 30 million Americans remain uninsured. The Urban Institute estimates half either qualify for Medicaid, are undocumented, or their state sat out the Medicaid expansion under the ACA. For the rest, Urban's Linda Blumberg says it's a tough choice. Middle-income families, she says, are being forced to decide whether to spend around 10% of their income on insurance or roll the dice.
Maybe that's a signal to us that we haven't done quite enough to make the coverage feel affordable to them.
Blumberg says short of increasing subsidies, the best way to drive enrollment may be to invest more in outreach. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.